This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll in the Hamas incursion into Israel has risen to 600, the largest single-day death toll in Israeli history. At least 300 Palestinians have died in retaliatory Israeli airstrikes. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Many are describing Hamas's surprise incursion as Israel's 9/11. The death toll jumped dramatically as hundreds of young people who were at a party in a forest near Gaza apparently were killed. The Israeli army said more than 100 Israelis were kidnapped and taken to Gaza. Among them, the elderly, women, and children. Hamas declared victory and cited military achievements against Israel. Israel continued to bombard Gaza with airstrikes that have killed hundreds of Palestinians. Israel says it has taken dozens of Hamas gunmen as prisoners. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Israeli military on Sunday accused Hamas militants of behaving like the Islamic State group for seeking to hide among civilians and maximum casualties amid an escalating conflict.
The days ahead will be long and difficult. We have paid a heavy price, but we will restore security to the people of Israel.
Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Brigadier General Daniel Hagari says Israeli intelligence indicates Hamas are hiding among Gazanian civilians inside Gazanian homes and schools, hospitals, and mosques. An Egyptian policeman shot dead two Israeli tourists and their Egyptian guide Sunday, local media and Israeli authorities said, as war raged for a second day between Israel and Palestinian militants. Israel's National Security Council later said its citizens should consider not traveling abroad, particularly in the Middle East. This is VOA News. A Taliban government spokesperson says the death toll from strong earthquakes that shook western Afghanistan has jumped to more than 2,400. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
This is one of the deadliest earthquakes to strike the country in two decades. The United States Geological Survey reported that the initial quake in Herat province on Saturday had a magnitude of 6.3. That was followed by three strong aftershocks measuring 6.3, 5.9, and 5.5. The government spokesperson said Sunday the death toll is higher than originally reported. Villages have been destroyed and hundreds of civilians have been buried under the debris. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Finland and Estonia say the undersea Baltic Connector gas pipeline running between the two countries across the Baltic Sea has been temporarily taken out of service due to a suspected leak. The Finnish and Estonian gas system operators said they noted an unusual drop in pressure in the pipeline shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday, after which they shut down the gas flow. The Finnish operator says it was suspected the offshore pipeline between Finland and Estonia was leaking, but gave no reason for the suspected leak and said it's investigating together with Estonian officials. There's a new world record for the men's marathon. VOA's Scott Walterman says Kenya's Kelvin Kiptum shattered the men's world record to win Sunday's Chicago Marathon.
His time, 2 hours, 35 seconds. Kiptum crushed the old world record of 2 hours, 1 minute, and 9 seconds set by Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge, winning the 2022 Berlin Marathon. There was also a remarkable effort in the women's race by Dutch middle-distance runner Sifan Hassan, coming in at 2 hours, 13 minutes, 44 seconds, making that the second fastest women's marathon time ever. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The area around the historic Maui, Hawaii town, largely destroyed by wildfire 2 months ago, has been welcoming back travelers. The move this weekend comes as the mayor and Hawaii's governor push ahead to restart tourism in support of the economy despite vocal opposition from some Lahaina residents. The websites of 5 hotels in West Maui show they are accepting reservations again. 8 timeshare properties also are opening across the region early this month, including some a few miles from the devastation. The reopening falls on the 2-month anniversary of the wildfire that killed at least 98 people. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.